5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, an angry and scared community in Vallejo. Parents and students packed tonight's school board meeting just days after a large fight became the latest violent incident to plague the high schools in that city. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese reports this is already a deadly problem.
One by one, parents and students used the public comment period to address growing concerns of violence and a lack of safety at all of Vallejo's school campuses. Last week, a large fight involving up to 50 people broke out at Vallejo High School, and May 14th, 17-year-old Kenneth Rusk was shot and killed on a trail just outside Jesse Bethel High School. Critics are requesting the district hire more school resource officers.
Did you feel it? Another earthquake hit the Bay Area tonight, happened about 30 minutes ago, right around 8:30, registered 3.0. It was centered 6 miles south of Hollister.
The earth will literally crack open. You will feel it on the East Coast.
And now to the San Andreas effect. The movie was last weekend's box office champ, shaking $57 million from moviegoers. But correspondent Michael Toscano tells us earthquake awareness also got a boost.
Not only is San Andreas last weekend's movie box office champ shaking $56.6 million from moviegoers' wallets, it's really popular with a company that sells earthquake preparedness kits. EarthquakeStore.com has seen a 300% jump in disaster kit sales over the past 2 weeks. It's basically a duffel bag for two with gear that you'd pack for a weekend camping trip.
The San Andreas fault line runs right through Hollister. And now new revelations tonight following the shooting of that suspected terrorist in Boston. 26-year-old Usama Rahim, the brother of an imam in a mosque in Oakland, was believed to be an ISIS sympathizer. Today in Washington, a congressional hearing focused on the ability of ISIS to recruit, train, and activate followers in the U.S. using strictly the Internet. More from national security correspondent Jim Sciutto.
U.S. officials say contact on the web alone can be enough to recruit, train, and activate terrorists on the homeland. The gunman killed in Garland, Texas last month, and the man shot by law enforcement in Boston Tuesday, all believed to have been radicalized by ISIS, all highlighting the threat.
The FBI says increasing amounts of ISIS traffic is happening in the so-called dark spaces of the Internet, making it much more difficult to track. Usama Rahim, we're also learning, was apparently plotting to kill Pamela Geller. Now, Geller is the organizer of that Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas. Police officers also the targets. The plot failed when the two suspected terrorist gunmen were killed by Garland police. But Geller tells CNN tonight, this is a showdown for American freedom.
They targeted me for violating Sharia blasphemy laws. They mean to kill everyone who doesn't do their bidding and abide by their law voluntarily.
But there is yet another layer. A law enforcement source tells CNN Usama Rahim wanted to go as far as beheading Geller. Geller is an activist and blogger. This is correspondent Deborah Fayrick.
I've done a number of pieces on Pamela Geller. She was really at the heart of the movement to stop building a mosque down at Ground Zero.
Back in the Bay Area, the search continues for a violent felon after he hit a 19-year-old pedestrian in San Francisco during a police chase. It happened last night at 8th and Market Streets as officers were following a black BMW wanted in connection with a robbery. This is Police Chief Greg Sir.
As soon as the police officers turned the lights on what was believed to be a robbery vehicle, they struck a pedestrian almost as soon as they just fled the lights and siren. And then it became a pursuit because now they've struck somebody in a crosswalk, and then that chase took us over to Oakland.
The suspect is described as a 22-year-old violent felon that BMW later found abandoned in Oakland. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We will start in El Cerrito, westbound 80 at Cutting Boulevard. There was a big balled up roll of chain in the third lane, causing some slowdowns back down to Carlson Boulevard, actually, from Cutting Boulevard. In Pinole, 80 westbound at Appian Way, an accident there, actually on the right shoulder, but it's more of a road hazard than anything because it's partially blocking the slow lane. Mostly clear in the city right now, only minor slowdowns eastbound on the Skyway. Some very brief construction slowdowns on northbound 101 at Marina Boulevard. Also in San Francisco, 280 northbound, you've got construction on the ramp to southbound 101. They'll have the right lane shut down till about 6 o'clock in the morning. Really, right now, only minor slowdowns on the ramp itself. In San Leandro, southbound 880, construction is causing some brief slowdowns from just before William Street to just after Marina Boulevard. The northbound direction is looking fantastic, though, and no delays at all between San Jose and Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's beat the Tigers again today, 6-1 in Detroit. Giants losing streak now at 5 games following a 5-2 loss to the Pirates. And it's finally here, game one of the NBA Finals tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Oracle Arena, the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Expect some spotty morning drizzle when you head out the door. You might need a little extra time. Upper 50s to low 80s. Very similar range of temperatures for your Friday with a mix of low and high clouds filtering your sun. Milder afternoon for your Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds. Low 60s to mid 80s. And we'll warm it up some more for the second half of your weekend.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly overcast skies. It's 58 degrees in Santa Cruz, 56 in Half Moon Bay. It is mild, though. 57 in Oakland, 59 in San Jose, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Time to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go! Rolling Stones. Dropping in, a previously unreleased version of Brown Sugar with Eric Clapton.
Oh, wow.
Playing the slide guitar.
Not Keith.
Eric. I love this. One of my favorites. Of course, most of their songs are one of my favorites.
Yes.
Shake those heathers, Heather.
Just around midnight. Wow.
That's great.
Even bluesier.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sorry if you're listening on AM radio, but that sounded great
well,
in
that's
our headphones.
Why, that's why you should listen online on the app. You can stream us at KGLradio.com or get the app in the App Store today and through iTunes or wherever you get your apps for free. Just download KGO Radio and we will KGO go wherever you go. By the way, so that
Heather
is...
Heather needs more of that.
Yeah, they're going to reissue Sticky Fingers, which comes out next Tuesday. And that track was recorded during an impromptu performance at Keith Richards' birthday party in 1970.
shut the front door.
And Keith's still alive.
So I can own that?
You can. Next
Starting
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Starting Tuesday. Oh, wait, maybe they've pre-released some on iTunes.
Well, woo. Did for us, yeah. They gave us the cheater version.
Right. Ooh, I can't wait to go roller skating to that.
Right on. I can see you rolling down the Embarcadero right now.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that? Okay, so you can Drex text us at...
Yes. 35253. Use the keyword Drex.
And you can also join us at Generation Drex on Twitter. And you can follow us on KGO Radio on Facebook. And somebody sent us a letter because we talk about Facebook a lot. Obviously, being in the Bay, you know, you want to be live and local. And a lot of things are always kind of techie. And that's a good thing. So I think that this is cool. I won't say his last name. His name is Russell. Drex and Heather, I want to run this by you because I hear you guys talking about Facebook all the time. So we just hired a new guy at our company, and I can say he was a lot more interested in friending me on Facebook than he has been in his new job. Now, he friended me pretty much immediately, and I accepted his request.
Weird.
That was 6 months ago. And let's just say his work performance has been subpar. I trained him, and I haven't been easy on him at work either. You know, and here's the thing, Drex. I noticed someone had recently unfriended me on Facebook. I went to look at the guy's page, and it turns out it was him. Now, I was going to give him a chance, but now I'm not sure. Is it a poor move to unfriend your boss on Facebook? Shouldn't you make sure you're going to stick around at a company before you add your coworkers on social media?
Right.
That's a good question.
In the first place.
Right, right.
Ugh,
yeah, how do you
have that
handle
happen
that?
To you? It's so
no,
weird.
No, because I'm public figure, so I don't friend anybody.
Oh, right, right, yeah, right. Yeah. No, but yeah, so people just follow you. Oh, man. I mean, I had this one job,
right,
say, 5 years ago, and the woman boss was a horrible bitch. She was so awful. It was surreal. And she does work in radio in the Bay Area, and I might say your name, but... No, no. You know, she was weird and catty, and she called another gal that we both knew and like, what's the deal with Heather? And it was just weird.
Talk, Heather.
And it was like, look, this anyway, you know, people wanted to work with me. They wanted me on their air, but she had misread some email I sent or something like that and flipped out, you know. And then the next thing you know, 30 days later or whatever, here comes the friend request. And I was like, are you flipping kidding me? I just felt like it was like, okay, I want to spy on you because I don't trust you, or something like that.
Okay.
And I was like, go to hell.
And here's the other thing. We never got to this story, but there was the overly eager employee. And I can just give you, like, you know, the pointers of this. The overly eager new employee who wants to friend everyone right away. That's probably a bad idea too, right?
God, settle down.
Right. I'll take calls on this, 808-0810. Bosses, do you accept friend requests from your employees? I mean, if you had to let them go.
And or if you're a boss, do you friend your employees, or don't you think that's a little weird? If you are doing it, do you do it just to spy on them?
And by the way, so for Russell who wrote me, dude, I mean, if you have to let them go, if you let this guy go, who should do the unfriending first, or does it even matter? Have you ever gotten mad at an employer for anybody at work, or your employer, or another employee for unfriending you? I mean,
you know,
this sounds so childish, but you know, it goes on in the workplace all the time, especially here in the Bay. 808-0810.
It's just very interesting too, because I think at first Facebook and whatnot was just kind of like, oh, it's for friends and family, and we're just sharing things. Now,
no,
it is like your brand. And so for a lot of industries that people work in, you do kind of have to maintain this public persona.
You got to stay in the lane.
And yeah, and you got to be cool. And so I guess if you're minding your P's and Q's anyway, you might as well allow your work compatriots or whatnot
I know,
in.
But you know, here's the other careful thing.
It does kind of ruin the fun, though.
Look, what do you think about this? 808-0810. If you start friending everybody in your office and your boss, aren't they going to see, what about the drunken bar photos that you put up?
Well, duh.
Duh. Yeah.
Or, I mean, that's the whole thing.
Or your political opinions, or ripping on other people. You know, whatever you're doing.
No one rips on anyone on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Never on social media. That never happens. See, this is the thing I'd be worried about, you know, because if you go ahead and friend everyone, then you start getting paranoid when people unfriend you or they don't accept your friendship. And then, you know, and then if you have a drunken post over the weekend, and who hasn't done that before, that you take down.
You can't tell I was drunk.
Right.
I just buzzed.
And then everybody in the entire office. Yeah, everybody in the whole office says, wow, did you see so-and-so on Facebook? And did the boss see you on Facebook? By the way, speaking of Facebook, and we do talk
about
Facebook.
Actually, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
That raises another good issue. Oh, my God. Because you're saying about the whole partying thing, and somebody, I think, something's rude. I'm sorry.
something's digging at you.
Oh, my God. my dress got caught. Sorry. I totally forgot what I was going to say now. Oh. Somebody called in sick one day to work.
On Facebook?
Not via Facebook, but the bosses were like, that's funny.
Uh-oh.
Because
no.
something like, oh, it was St. Patty's Day, and the station had an event, and so-and-so was the last person there. Yeah, and all these pictures that she was like live feeding up to Facebook.
No!
And then it's
that's
like,
that's the kaboom.
I lost my voice. Yeah, I think lost a lot of things last night, Chica.
Probably your gig. All right, honey. All right, we're going to talk about Caitlyn. Yes, Jenner for a second here coming up, and we're going to get your opinions because we've wondered all night long. And Caitlyn is going to premiere her brand new show. Here's the trailer, and let's take a listen to this for the show.
So many people go through life, and they never deal with their own issues. No matter what the issues are, ours happen to be gender identity. But how many people go through life and just waste their entire life because they never deal with themselves to be who they are?
You know, you go through all of this stuff.
And you start learning kind of the pressure that women are under all the time about their appearance. I never had until a couple of weeks ago, actually a professional come in and do my makeup. What a difference. Okay, we're officially off the property. We're out into the world. It's so bright out there. Look at that. Isn't it great that maybe someday you'll be normal? Just blend into society.
You are normal.
Put it this way. I'm the new normal.
Sounds like fun, and I guess that it is. But there are people who are taking issue with Caitlyn Jenner now, saying that she should, and critics are petitioning the International Olympic Committee to revoke the gold medal from the Olympic Games won back in 1976. We have some calls. Do people want to talk about Facebook? Oh, okay. All right. We'll think about it in a minute. All right. Let's go to the break, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Here's 49ers right guard Alex the Rhino Boone on Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor Dr. Scott Hiver.
Hey, it's Rhino here. Still loving my all-laser LASIK vision thanks to my man, Dr. Scott Hiver. Before all-laser LASIK, there was nothing I hated more than my contact lenses and glasses. Except maybe Seattle. I'm going crazy counting the days until we play Seattle again.
Are your glasses and contact lenses driving you crazy? Then see Dr. Scott Hiver. Because now, if you complete all-laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by June 30th, you can spread your payments over 24 months interest-free, based on your approved credit and required monthly payments. So call now to schedule your free LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. Just call 800-454-2747 or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V.
As in vision. Boo!
ER.com. The proceeding was a paid endorsement. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., Professional Medical Corporation.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, I liked when we did this earlier in the show. We were talking about Caitlyn Jenner and the big controversy. What was it? You had Walk on the Wild Side. That was great, too. The Kinks. Lola.
The plucking your eyebrows part.
Yes. You gotta love it. All right, so, you know, things are getting tense with some people, and we'll field some calls on this. The big story today is the critics petitioning the International Olympic Committee to revoke the gold medal won in the 1976 Olympics. And, you know, I'm not going to read all of this BS, but basically how the story goes, and the petition says, look, however, this creates somewhat of a problem as Ms. Jenner, as talented as she is, trying to come off nice, by the way, me inserting, claims that she always believed herself to be truly female and therefore was in violation of committee rules regarding women competing in men's sports and vice versa. So those gold medals should be revoked because he was actually a she then. In her mind, in his mind. It's no. He was in his 20s and he was being Bruce Jenner, the athlete. And who knows what he was thinking about, you know, his persona. But that didn't really have anything to do with it.
It has nothing to do with it.
It had nothing to do with it. He had a penis.
He had a penis, people.
Right.
He ran with a penis between his leg.
Right.
I think that counts as male. Running as a man.
Right.
Not a woman.
Now, I wonder.
Are you confused still?
Well, and would you agree or do you disagree with these people who are trying to beat him up about this? Beat her up about this. 808-0810.
Just haters.
Yeah. And what do you think about the people who are falling in line to hate? For instance, of all, you would think this would come out of Fox News, and by the way, some of it did, and I will get to it. But the really nastiness went down on this discussion last night, and we were sitting here watching as it was happening on CNN. And I guess it was this, is she a blogger, Crystal Wright? Oh, she's the editor of conservativeblackchick.com. And this is what she had to say about Caitlyn Jenner.
Bruce Jenner is doing this for Bruce Jenner. It's very much a product. It's a promotion. I don't think it's good for the transgender community.
But what's wrong with doing it for
I particularly
himself?
I particularly don't think it's going to help young people really struggling. You know what my mom said today, which I think my mom is right about a lot of things. You know what she said? She said, so what's next? Black people, or we're going to all of a sudden start bleaching our skin because we don't like being black, and we're going to do this. We're going to be on the cover of Vanity Fair. I guarantee you, Don, nobody would want to shoot you.
But what does that have to do with the price of tea? I mean, people have been bleaching themselves forever. I mean, listen,
it's called hydroquinone. Blacks are major consumers of it.
They have not been doing hydroquinone or whatever, however you pronounce it, to the degree of Michael Jackson. It's not something that black people wake up and say, hey, I think I want to be white today.
But what does that have to do with it? I don't know what this has to do with being trans. That has nothing to do with being trans.
He wants to be a she. All right, let's go to the phones. Who do we have first? 808-0810.
Jackie in Castro Valley.
Hi, Jackie. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi, thank you. He should keep the medal, but this whole
thing is just gone. It's almost a circus act now. If he wants to be a woman, then he should have done it. And just, you know, this whole publicity, it just seems like a publicity stunt, like a Kardashian mentality. That's how I feel. And it doesn't make me a hater. It just makes, that's how I feel about it.
Well, one of the reasons that Caitlyn is spelled with a C is because he didn't want to be identified with, you know, Caitlyn with a K with the Kardashians. And he wants to be his own thing. I mean, you know, but back to what you just heard Casey Wright from the conservativeblackchick.com site. She was saying, look, you know, I mean, it's very much a product. It's a promotion. Do you really think that he's a product and he's a promotion?
Yeah, I do.
You think that
he has pushed it to that point. Yeah, that's what it's coming off as. Absolutely. If he wanted to do this, he should have just been quiet about it and did it. Why make this whole circus act about it? It makes no sense.
Yes, but don't you think the media is, I mean, people making fun of him?
He's,
I mean, comparing
it
to black people, bleaching. I what the hell is all of that?
Well, you know, he's doing it, though. It's not the media. Bruce Jenner is doing it. He put it out there. He's done it.
All right. Well,
I think it's about control.
It doesn't matter, but it seems like a Kardashian mentality to me.
No, I think it's about controlling your image. So if Bruce Jenner quietly phases into a woman, then there's all these creeps in the bushes taking pictures and going, oh, what if? And oh, my God,
well,
ugh,
that was
what's going
on? That was going on.
Right.
Yes.
So you got to. So as a celebrity like that, of that stature, you're going to control the information that gets out and make your own statements out loud. And then, yeah, I'm sure someone that came to him at some point and he realized, this is a good moment for all transgender people. If I can help other people, rising tides lifting all boats, etc., then why the hell not?
Okay.
Just go full force, you know?
I see your point.
Well,
all right.
There's a little bit of both. There's a little bit of both of going on. And who else do we... Let's go. We have time for another call here. 808-0810.
JB is just driving down 280. I didn't get a town. He probably is in another town by now.
JB, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. So what do you think about all of this, Caitlyn Jenner? Give back the medals. You know, it's all promotion.
Well, this sounds about as whatever that lady's name is that wants the medals coming back. He should or she should file a sexual discrimination lawsuit that he couldn't run as a girl back then, and he would have smashed every record out there and gotten more medals. So,
you know,
he did have a...
Go ahead.
He did have a penis when he did it, so if he felt like a girl, then, you know, in his mind, he should have ran as a girl. So
absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. So you know what, Heather, I like what how you said it when we started the show tonight, that, you know, if you want to do it this way, if you want him to give the medals back, you know, Bruce can't give them back because Bruce isn't here anymore.
Bruce left
Bruce
the building.
Bruce died. Yes. Caitlyn was born.
Happy birthday, Caitlyn.
Right.
Every June 1st.
That's
every
what time
year
it
from
is.
Here on out.
Oh.
You know, that is interesting. So, idiot in Florida or wherever you're from that wants the medal back. So let's say he ran as a woman. Okay, hold up his times next to all the women that ran that year. He still wins. So
they would
screw
never
yourself.
Let him do it. Right. Hey, all right, we got to take a break and we come back from the news and check in with John Lobertini. There is a radio consultant that is getting himself into hot water, but I guess he really doesn't care, saying that he consults country music stations, and apparently his methodology is not to play female artists because his line of thinking is that people want to hear male artists. They really don't want to hear the chicks.
Do we have to tell people what consultants do and what they are?
We will explain on the other
side. They tell radio stations what to play.
Right. He's saying the ratings are higher without the female, the Miranda Lamberts, your Taylor Swifts, your Carrie Underwoods. And I can. Why should I be number three when I can be number one just by erasing and deleting the chicks from the playlist?
So mention the hashtag quickly.
Oh, yeah. The hashtag is
Salad Gate. Hashtag salad.
I'll tell you what it means.
We'll tell you
next.
Why.
All right, that's coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security by implementing what they call Chain CPI, which dramatically cuts your cost of living increases.
Now, a new book, Da Vinci's Baby Boomer Survival Guide, reveals a weird trick that can add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks. It's true. Some recipients have increased their Social Security payouts by $152,000 or more. Da Vinci's Baby Boomer Survival Guide shows you how. Plus, it's loaded with tips that will dramatically increase your retirement income. Find out the insider secrets of reverse mortgages, annuities, long-term care, life insurance, Medicare, and much, much more. Da Vinci's Baby Boomer Survival Guide is already a number one Amazon bestseller. And Newsmax says any retired person or anyone planning to retire must read this book. Get Da Vinci's Baby Boomer Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. Or check out our free offer at MyBenefits711.com. That's MyBenefits711.com.
Ford is taking the EcoBoost Challenge all across America so everyone can test drive America's best-selling brand.
Oh, wow. Ford has really stepped up.
I definitely feel the EcoBoost.
They really kicked the competition's butt on this.
So come get behind the wheel and experience the new Ford lineup for yourself.
Awesome. I wanted to do it again and again and again.
My opinion of Ford has dramatically changed.
Hurry to your local Ford dealer for the EcoBoost Challenge sales event going on now. Best selling based on 2014 calendar year sales.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't miss Pinot Day on June 20th at the Metreon. Taste Pinot Noir from over 80 boutique wineries and meet the winemakers who craft them. Pinot Days is a nonprofit whose mission is to educate the wine-loving world on the virtues of the noble grape. Get tickets at pinotdays.com.
Maddie and Tay, have you heard of them? And the name of the song is Girl in a Country Song. Apparently not at some radio stations with some radio consultants, because why should I play females when people really only want to hear male country artists? Oh, wait till you hear this one. It's a good one. First, John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
But they haven't seen the video.
No, they haven't. And by the way, he's wrong.
All right, Drex, thanks a bunch. Our top story at the bottom of the hour.
Ultimately, it's a judgment call when the danger to public safety outweighs the object of catching the offender.
That is San Francisco Police Chief Greg Suhr explaining how a police chase works. The search continues tonight for a violent felon after he hit a 19-year-old pedestrian last night at 8th and Market Streets. Suhr says initially it wasn't a chase at all. Officers were simply following robbery suspects in a black BMW.
As soon as the police officers turned the lights on what was believed to be a robbery vehicle, they struck a pedestrian almost as soon as they just fled the lights and siren. And then it became a pursuit because now they've struck somebody in a crosswalk, and then that chase took us over to Oakland.
That BMW later found abandoned in Oakland. A statewide hit-and-run alert system passed by the state assembly today by a 79-0 vote. It's called the Yellow Alert Law, and as KGO 810 SUNY Collin reports, it's built for incidents like that one in San Francisco.
Assembly Bill 8 would use California's existing freeway signs to broadcast information about vehicles suspected in hit-and-run accidents resulting in serious injury or death. The bill's sponsor is Assemblyman Mike Gatto.
If you kill someone with a gun or a knife, there's about a 65% chance that you'll be brought to justice. If you run somebody over with a car, there's just a 20% chance.
Gatto says he patterned the legislation after a program in Denver, which saw the arrest rate in hit-and-run cases increase from 20% to 76% in the first year.
The feds now say that Santa Barbara oil spill was probably the product of a corroded section of pipe that had worn away to a fraction of an inch. More than 100,000 gallons of crude oil spilled along the Santa Barbara coastline, but not all of it made it into the Pacific Ocean.
And as they come to the finish line, it is Bruce Jenner way out in front. Oh, Jenner wins it big.
Well, that Vanity Fair cover, not the end of the publicity tour for Caitlyn Jenner. Jenner now inviting the entire world into her home.
E! Has announced she will now star in an 8-part, 1-hour documentary series called I Am Kate.
How many people go through life and just waste an entire life because they never deal with themselves to be who they are?
The trailer for the documentary was released on Wednesday. Jenner just recently revealed herself as Caitlyn on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine. According to the press release, the series will focus on Jenner's life as a transgender woman.
I'm the new normal.
I Am Kate premieres on Sunday, July 26.
That is correspondent Mark Chase.
I looked down and realized I had been shot.
I looked down and saw holes in my clothing. I saw blood.
That's San Diego TV sportscaster Kyle Kraska describing the moment he was shot 6 times by a man he'd hired to paint his home. Today, a San Diego judge ruled there is enough evidence to try house painter Mike Montana. Montana facing a series of charges, among them attempted murder, in that dispute over how much he should be paid. Back here in the Bay Area, huge chunks of steel from the old eastern span of the Bay Bridge are going to be given away to artists and history buffs. And this is no salvage project, as KGO 810's Kim McAllister reports.
480 tons of steel that made up the old eastern span of the Bay Bridge will be doled out to whoever comes up with the best plan to commemorate the history of the bridge in public art pieces.
This is a little different because we're not commissioning projects. We're not awarding financial support for projects. It's really awarding the steel.
Lori Fogarty is the CEO at Oakland's Museum of California.
We have a set of criteria that the artists or entities or organizations will need to meet, demonstrating really their capacity to create the history or the story of the Bay Bridge.
And a fantastic story it is. We are coming up on 9:35 on KGO. Time to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in San Francisco. I just want to let folks know those construction slowdowns on northbound 101 at Marina Boulevard are beginning to thicken. You're now stop and go back to about Divisadero Street. Also in San Francisco, we got construction up on 280 northbound, the ramp to southbound 101. The right lane is down till 6 o'clock in the morning, and that is causing some minor slowdowns. On the Bay Bridge, westbound 80, a little after Treasure Island, is a limo bus and a car that got into it. They're trying to get it all pushed off to Fremont. And honestly, right now, no real delays at all on the westbound. Well, in either direction, to be honest. Eastbound 24, about a quarter mile from the Caldecott Tunnel. Got a broken down Subaru on the right shoulder. Please just make room for that if that's where you're headed. San Leandro, still getting some minor construction slowdowns on southbound 880 just before, well, from William Street to just after Marina Boulevard. And in Livermore, westbound 580, just be prepared for some minor slowdowns from construction between Vasco Road and North Livermore Avenue. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In sports tonight, the A's beat the Tigers. The Giants' losing streak is now at 5 games, and it's finally here. Game one of the NBA championship, the finals, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Oracle Arena, Golden State Warriors versus LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Expect some spotty morning drizzle when you head out the door. You might need a little extra time. Upper 50s to low 80s. Very similar range of temperatures for your Friday with a mix of low and high clouds filtering your sun. Milder afternoon for your Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds. Low 60s to mid 80s. And we'll warm it up some more for the second half of your weekend.
And we might be getting ahead of ourselves here, but a heat wave is expected next week. Mid 60s along the coast, low 90s inland. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly scattered clouds, 60 degrees in Santa Rosa, 57 in Santa Cruz, 57 in San Mateo. It's 57, lots of 57s, 57 in Oakland, 59 in San Jose, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my 2 bare feet.
It's Beatty and Tay.
And it's getting kind of cold, and he's painted on cut-off jeans.
Girl in a country song.
I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
Yeah, baby.
I hear you over there on your tailgate whistling. Saying, hey, girl, but you know I ain't listening. 'Cause I got a name, and to you it ain't.
Thank you, Maddie and Tay. Okay, so check this out. Boy, there's a firestorm going on here at hashtag SaladGate. And this all comes from a music consultant, and radio stations have consultants. I don't think this company does, thank God. I don't think they have that many. If they do, oh, I love them. They're fantastic. But the previous company I work for, well, basically, their job is to make sure that they get a paycheck. So they fly around to different radio stations. They come into town, consultants do, and they say this, that, and the other needs to be changed. And then they fly to another city and say this, that, and another needs to be changed. And then eventually they lose their job, and then they jump to another company. All right? So that's usually the way it works.
I love that you got to that.
Yes.
Generally, they're disliked in the industry.
Yes, they're a big pain in the ass. Yes.
It's like, yeah, who are you again? And you think we should do what? Oh, okay.
Now, there are some good ones, I have to say. There are some great consultants.
Oh, sure, sure.
But there are some really bad ones who are just collecting the paycheck. And I swear to God, I mean, you know, after, and I could just tell you this, after doing a very successful morning show in Chicago for 10 years, I must have gone through at least a dozen of them.
Oh, really?
And every time that one of we'd get a new one, they would want to change something about the show. It was like, well, the show is winning. Why would you change anything?
I'm number one.
Because they have to prove that they're doing something.
They have to prove their paycheck.
Right. Let's have a two-hour PowerPoint meeting. It's like, oh my God, let's shove you
off.
And,
you know, it's so funny because, I mean, I think the listeners
will
appreciate
tower.
This. I mean, don't you think you live in an amazing area? It's unique and has a rich history and all this great stuff about the Bay Area that makes us like us and different. And then some guy from Texas flies in and tells you what time it is, and you're like, huh?
No.
You know? Yeah. And it's like, we live here.
And by the way,
we know what the listeners want.
Right. A lot of times these guys have never been on the radio, so they come walking in with
a Napoleon complex
to begin with. Yes.
Yep.
They couldn't do this if somebody had a gun at their head.
Those who can't do teach, huh?
What? Okay, so anyway, this dude apparently agrees, or his whole thing is, he's like, you know, I'm just not adding female country stars to playlists. And that would include the women who is really pissed off. You know, your Carrie Underwoods, I suppose, your Taylor Swift's, our Matina McBride's all over this. Maggie Rose, Miranda Lambert's very pissed off. I think you found a piece on that, talking to the Tennessean. And he says he's a marketer, not a social engineer. What has happened? You know, he says it's not driven by emotion, not logic. I understand that. He's for equality and all those things, but he's not trying to say. He's basically just saying, look, I don't want to be number three. I want to be number one, and I can be number one by playing male country artists and eliminating the females. My research says.
And he was also saying, isn't it a more male-dominated listenership, or is it not?
Well,
I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't listen to country music. Okay. I mean, but it's become top 40 that, you know, modern country music sounds very popish.
That's why it's heavy.
Right. But, you know, you can look at artists like Taylor Swift, who are crossover artists, and Carrie Underwood, who cross over, Miranda Lambert, who crosses over. She can jump genres.
And the big thing that we needed to get to is why the hashtag is Saladgate.
Right.
This guy.
Because he says they're just not in our salad. The lettuce is Luke Bryan and Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, and other artists like that. The tomatoes of our salad are females. But he insists he's not being sexist. He says, in a deep irony, it's the demand of the female listeners who aren't thinking about it. They're just responding to the flow of the song after song. And if that mix has more females in it, they turn off quicker. The listeners do.
So he's found that from doing big studies. So Miranda Lambert wrote on Facebook, this is the biggest bunch of all caps bull shadooby I have ever heard. I am going to do everything in my power to support and promote female singers, songwriters, and country music always.
I don't know why you guys didn't call me in here for this.
Oh, yeah, because you're a huge country music fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge country music fan.
Boy, what a miscue that would have been.
Well, you're just going to say the same thing, that you'd like to bro out to bro country.
So here's the deal. There's an ebb and flow. I mean,
this
used
guy's
to be
right.
Well, no, there's an ebb and flow. And what I'm talking about is 10, 15 years ago, it was the Dixie Chicks, it was Shania Twain, it was Reba McEntire.
Right.
I mean, there were no male artists. And then now you've got this new flow where you've got Kenny Chesney and Luke Bryan and Brad Paisley who'll be in the Bay Area next week.
Hayes is very hot, yeah.
And you know, I just think it's an ebb and flow because I know that, you know, I was more than happy to, I mean, I went to see the Dixie Chicks. I wanted to see the Dixie Chicks. It was great music. I mean, I actually prefer female vocalists. I know I'm not the target audience you were talking about, but, you know, I just think it's an ebb and flow.
I think I don't know particularly what this guy's station is or where he's coming at or what station he's consulting, and I don't really care. But I think you're looking for persons. You know, if you're looking at a demographics, probably looking for 18 to 34-year-old persons or 25, 54-year-old persons. That's usually the way this works.
You'll take
business.
A male or female.
Right. Or a lot of times you're looking for females. I mean, that's where a lot of the money is spent. I don't know. Perhaps he's looking for males.
You know what? My daughter called me into her bedroom a week ago and said, look at this video. And it was Maddie and Tay. I mean, I'd heard the song, but I'd never seen the video. And these are, you know, a couple of young blonde-haired girls that could be, you know, any 18 to, you know, 30-year-old young woman in America. I'd never heard them. The video is actually pretty amusing. It's not, you know, a bunch of girls walking around in, you know, tank tops and short shorts. They've actually got the guys dressed up in the short shorts and the tank tops.
Oh, my gosh. Is Caitlyn Jenner in it?
It's hilarious. No.
Well, so if you're a country music, if you're a country music fan, 808-0810, you know, give us a call. I mean, does this offend you? Do you want to hear females or
text us your thoughts too? 35253.
There's like, please, just as little country talk as possible.
Yeah, right.
Text us.
Oh, isn't it time to go to break? But the text number again is 35253. Drop in that keyword Drex.
So
huge show this weekend up in the North Bay, up in Santa Rosa. 3 days of country music at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Some of the biggest names in country. Ban Perry is there, which has a female vocalist lead, and that's a great band.
Wow, there are so many strong
female artists.
Are we
still talking
about
this?
Yes. And
Brantley Gilbert, Trace Adkins on Sunday. I mean, there are a lot of good groups up there. So there's a big following.
You know what you're going to see while you're there is a lot of these T-shirts, I think.
Yes,
now, this is what I
hashtag.
Like that's come out of it. The hashtag being Saladgate, because the guy referred to the male artists as the lettuce and they just like to pepper it with a couple of tomatoes. You see people wearing tomato T-shirts, and I always liked the phrase of a woman being referred to as a tomato or a hot tomato.
You know, I much prefer the little white tank top that Dirk Bentley sells at his concerts.
Wow, it's really funny.
Okay, a white tank top that says hot tomato.
I guess if he takes his stations from number 3 or number 4 to number 1, then I guess he has a gig. If not, he'll just be another consultant looking for another company to work for.
Oh, they'll reinvent the wheel, as you put it, in another 10 or 15 years.
Absolutely.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Okay, time for the good news. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the Sound Package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the Sound Package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the Sound Package. Call 888-845-2541 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
Beginning this Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Vitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself. But I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
And now, for GEICO's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car, we go inside your side door pocket.
Hello, yes, the crumpled receipt with gum in it. From your anniversary dinner, you sprang for expensive wine, your server was Beth. That dinner was a couple $100s. Money you could get back if you switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. I bet you'd save that receipt. Frame it even. But really, where did I go wrong? Was it the corkage fee?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Boy, you know it's been a while, and I don't know.
There, Lady Antebellum, we'll play you. Yes. We'll play you out. All right. So we have a fun twisticle-listicle along with Heather here. And you know what? This is good for you, Heather, as we walk out the door and we bring on the John Bachelor Show. Some of the hottest things that older men can do for you.
If you're listening, John Bachelor.
Right. So, yeah, this is a good thing. Let's take a look here. I'll do the odd ones and you can do the even. Rub my feet and don't ask to have yours rubbed back in return.
Always. Just do it. Number two is...
That's a funny thing.
What?
I know a couple that does this. Yeah. But he wanted it in... he wanted it reciprocated all the time.
I don't have a problem with it either, but I guess the point is, if you're an older dude, you might need to up your game to get with some younger chicks and other
men. So rubbing
men.
Feet is a good thing?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay,
are you kidding?
I didn't know.
Do you not feel it go from the bottom of your feet up to your...
Really?
Don't
have that going on.
You don't feel it in other regions of your body?
Maybe I should.
I guess no one's done it to you, right?
No. I don't think so. I need that.
So, I've had people do this for me. It is wonderful. Just take my side.
Oh, yeah. That's a great thing for an older guy to do. Yes, just take your side.
Oh, my God.
Don't argue. Just take your side.
Or it's just astonishingly hot, if you share some information and the person's like,
I 100% agree.
They should die or be fired or die in a fire or something. And you're like, oh, thanks. I thought you were going to give me some advice, but you're just there for me.
Like that Pam Geller chick. With the Muhammad cartoons.
Just like no questions asked.
I agree.
Idiota. All right, number three.
All right. Teach me to use the remote for the umpteenth time.
Oh, God, I give up.
Oh, my God. You know what? Now, this can be a little sticky because I have to tell you, guys just love to hold on to the remote. Haven't you found that?
Do not touch my joystick.
Yeah, it kind of is that. But
but if he's going to take off for the weekend and you're stuck at his swell penthouse, he might need to teach you how to use the remote.
Right.
This is pathetic. But I swear to God, I have remote issues. Oh, God.
And they are difficult. If you don't know the remote, for instance, the one we have in here, I won't say what company it is, but it is a different company from what I have. So I have no idea.
Well,
it took me a while.
In a regular person's house, not here in the studio, there would be a stereo remote as well, and the other one that goes to the cable or the thing in the sky, satellite box, yada, yada, yada.
Well, and if you didn't have it hooked up correctly, there would be one for the television and one for the cable.
I mean, I am really looking forward to the whole thing, like where you come home and you just go, house, I want to hear the Rolling Stones live. House, set yourself to 78 degrees.
We have that
house,
right now, except...
Run me a warm bath.
There will be some stalker in there waiting for you who figured out and busted into your code and stole your password, and that person will be waiting for you to call, to walk through the door into the house. Okay, what else? Hot things that older men can do for women.
Recognize my limitations and help me compensate for them. This is like the remote again. That's a little lame. Let's move on.
Be a good tipper.
Always.
Don't be ostentatious, but please be generous. Yeah, that's a good idea, just to be a good human being.
Always, always tip well. Be decisive. I may not agree with everything, but I want you to be a man and just make a freaking decision.
Things that older men can do for women to make them happy. Plan a vacation for us. Well, I would agree with that one.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's around the world. Older men can be thoughtful with gifts. Can't everyone? We have many private jokes and private moments that are just ours. Use this information to buy me something. Hint, it's the rare woman who finds an appliance thoughtful.
Okay, I'm going to throw this one out there, but it'll never work. It'll never stick. Remember important dates. I mean...
You're just because you can't do it.
Left brain, right brain thing.
What?
Yeah, well... Yeah,
men have right and left brains, too.
Yeah, I know. Right.
All right.
Left.
You know what, though? It's kind of funny when, like, a guy remembers, like, your month anniversary more than you do. It's a little,
it should be a bit much. In tech land, it should be much easier. You just put it on your calendar.
Put it on your phone.
Yeah.
10 of the hottest things an older man can do. Send flowers to the office and don't ever say yes when I ask if something makes my ass look big.
Oh my God! Is that on there, or did you just put that on there?
No, they
oh,
did.
That is on there.
It does kind of sound like something I would say.
Yes,
but
that
they,
is.
They lumped
that
it into
Heather addendum.
It's like 10 and 11 got rolled into 10. Girls, don't ever put a guy on a spot like that. Does it make your butt look big? You know if it does. Look in the mirror, for crying out loud.
Us most guys don't
and
care anyway.
Wear something else, for God's sake, if you're paranoid.
Let's thank our guest on tonight's show. We had a former U.S. attorney, McGregor Scott, talk to us about the latest marijuana proposition and legalization, and he was great. We appreciate his time. And also Felicia Marcus, who is the chair with the State Water Resources Control Board here in California. And we're talking about what Australia can teach us, because they had a horrific drought, just like we're starting to have right now.
Wasn't there?
And they got through it, and she was giving us great
tips.
Over
a decade, was it?
Yeah.
From the 90s
really,
to 2012?
Yes. Yeah. Really, really bad. They were trenching out to the sea. That's how bad it was.
It's interesting that dredging. Australia had such a bad drought, because I always think of it as an island. I mean, it's surrounded by water, but it's a little bit bigger than
Well, it's very arid.
But
it is the driest continent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But I found talking to her very, you know, positive and uplifting.
Yeah, she was great.
Again, I mean, because there are things we can do, and we're starting to do them, and I was like, oh, my God, look at you. This isn't all, oh, we're all going to walk around with parched throats and get in fights over bottled water. We are going to get through this, I think.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the good news. Fifth graders in Minnesota recently saw a kid with special needs getting picked on, and they stuck up for him. And then they told him to start sitting with them at lunch and made him part of the group. And when they found out that he didn't have any video games, they pulled their money and bought him a PlayStation.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I mean, so here's the mother talking about the kid with special needs, talking about the kids helping him at school.
Why pick on someone who
has special needs?
Yeah.
They're, like, using him and taking advantage of him.
Because he's easier to pick on, and it's just not right.
It really kind of makes you proud to be their teacher.
He used to not want to go out for recess or anything. It would be like a struggle. And now he can barely eat his lunch to get outside to play with those guys. And we just got a basketball hoop last week because he now loves basketball. I mean, they're changing him. I'll never forget it.
He's an awesome kid to hang out with.
All of these guys are the best friends anybody could ask for. All of you guys.
See, and we all think everybody's going straight to hell because of the younger generation. No,
there is a bright side. How could you do that to me? I'm not going to be able to drive home. There's something in my
eye. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good night. We'll make more tomorrow night on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book Safe Money Millionaire to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock. And every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power companies jacking up your rates. Turn off the AC and sweat it out, or go solar with Sempra Solaris. Our sun power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. We're A-plus rated by the BBB and U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late and get a California equivalent instant rebate check with no money out of pocket. Call Sempra Solaris at 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Wendy's presents Red in What's Her Dill?
Mm, you guys, this crispy dill chicken sandwich from Wendy's is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like it's $1.49, which is like a pretty great dill. And like, I love that it's crispy dill.
Yes, $1.49, it's a great deal on dill, no?
Sounds like we all love dill.
Dill.
Pickles.
Totally.
Exactly.
Wendy's new crispy dill chicken piled with 8 zingy pickles and creamy cucumber dill sauce for just $1.49.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary.
San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.